As Wicomico County Council renews its struggle to find a new county executive, Delegate Carl Anderton says he expects to continue to pursue the position. He lost out on a 4-3 vote by the council, which has reopened the job for new applicants with a deadline of September 14th. The move follows a decision by Dr. Rene Desmaris to decline the position. We caught up with the Eastern Shore Republican to talk about his plans.
Yeah, this whole process has been interesting, to say the least. But with the outreach from this county over the past 2 weeks, thousands of people who have reached out from email, text, phone calls, you know, we're going to apply again. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so if whatever I've always, everything I've done in public service has been whatever my neighbors have asked me to do. And, you know, then if they want me in 2 years to run for the seat, then we'll do that. But I mean, with the council, it's seven people, actually it's four people who have differing opinions. Some may think me working across the aisle is a bad thing, but to that I say, if you look around at the progress we've made over the past 6 years, that doesn't happen without working across the aisle. But there's no need to constantly be in a silo in Annapolis. You have to work together to get things done.
Do you think, given the remarks from the council tonight, that there will be a more open process than there was the last time?
Well, transparency is good. Everything should be wide open. Anything done behind closed doors better be pertinent to a particular finite issue, and anything other than that should be open with public input. I mean, after all, we are doing the work of the public, and so I think public involvement is more than key. It's paramount.
Some of the council members suggested that there were some bad things said about the guy who actually they named. Do you know anything about this?
No, but I can tell you what was said about me, you know, on social media and the internet. I had people, allegedly, one of the council members was going to take my high school diploma to the media and say that it was a fraud. And, you know, I worked hard to get where I am. I've been run through the ringer as well, but that is public life in the age of anonymity on the internet. Some people can handle it. And, you know, Rene Desmaris, Dr. Desmaris, is a friend of mine. I've known him since 2014, and there's nothing in the world I wouldn't do for him. And so I believe him to be a very upstanding gentleman. And, you know, it's just the nature of society, and it's sad. And I look to be a part of changing that and bringing the county together and realizing that we are better united than we are separate.
Why do you think it is that the public reaction to the decision that they made, not to hire you, but Desmaris, why do you think that didn't have any seeming impact, at least at this point?
That's not for me to answer. Like I said, I don't know what goes on in the individual council members. You know, I am hopeful to work with them, but not be subservient. I think the offices are parallel and not one over top the other, and that may be an issue. You know, they may be looking for something different than me, clearly. But, you know, the outreach from the community on my behalf is something that I will never forget. It has been truly amazing. And, you know, I realize a lot of times in life, some things happen, you say, oh, you know, I'm blessed, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This week I realize how truly blessed I am. I may not be rich, but I am extremely wealthy in love and generosity from this community.
Delegate Carl Anderton, who says he expects to reapply for the job of Wicomico County Executive. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.